The league's geographically southernmost teams, Pensacola, the Birmingham Bulls, Huntsville Havoc, Knoxville Ice Bears, and the Macon Mayhem, are playing a 42-game season. Ice Flyers head coach Rod Aldoff says with only one other minor league in operation, the ECHL, there's been a bumper crop of talent to recruit.
When the league announced that the five teams were dropping out, obviously a lot of players became available from other teams, and so our goal was to go after a few guys that we thought would fit in well with our team, and we did, and they're here.
This Ice Flyers squad has a definite Peoria flavor. Four players who were on the Rivermen last season are now wearing Pensacola blue. Aldoff says they fit the type of player he set out to sign.
All the guys we brought in are good pros, and at the end of the day, coming to Pensacola, their goal was to win a championship. We've always had mutual respect. We've always had a good battle with them, but at the same time, we want to make it clear that they're wearing our jersey now and to be proud of that, which they are.
Pensacola opened up on the road at Birmingham Saturday night, erasing a 3-0 deficit to win 4-3 in overtime. Audio courtesy of All Sports CS of Birmingham.
By the Ice Flyers, who come back 2-on-1, maybe 2-on-2, and getting back into the play is Freeze, but it is left there far side. McCormick with a shot and a goal. McCormick with the game winner.
We saw a lot of stuff in that game. We had adversity early in the game and all the way through, bouncing back. You know, the outcome was perfect, but as far as the game went, I wish it would have went easier in a good way, but you know, looking back on it, I think it was really good that, you know, we had a lot of adversity. We're down in a hole early, and said a lot about the guys. They stuck to it. They kept fighting and chipped away.
One of the concerns going into the season, says Aldoff, is the lack of a normal preseason practice schedule.
Taking out much time off. And here's the other thing. You know, most of our guys are from up north or Canada or the northern states, where some states there's no rinks open. The skating's been limited for some guys. They've been training and they're in shape, but their hockey shape's a different ballgame.
A major challenge unique to the pandemic for the players was even finding a team for the season.
Some guys made decisions just to work. They didn't want to take the chance and they just stuck with getting a job. But, you know, at the end of the day, we made it work. And obviously the owners in our league, the five teams, are making it work. And, you know, we're going to keep the guys as safe as we can daily, just so we can have a league and play our season out.
Both on and off the ice, the team will be under close scrutiny to avoid the chance of a COVID-19 outbreak. And Aldoff says that means everyone.
Not just for the players, for me, our coaching staff, for the trainers, for the office staff, for everybody. You got to look at it as we're fortunate to be playing, so don't mess it up. Make sure you're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
When the fans come to the Pensacola Bay Center for Wednesday night's home opener against Birmingham, Ice Flyers owner Greg Harris said the safety protocols, such as mandatory face coverings and social distancing, will be in place.
The thing is, if we don't have buy-in, if we don't have people doing this, we won't have a season. It's either we all band together as an Ice Flyer Nation and do this for 2.5 hours, 21 times for the season, and we get that. Have Ice Flyers hockey this season.
The Ice Flyers are capping ticket sales at 3,200, less than half capacity. A seating chart at the Bay Center was developed for social distancing, which will have from 1 to 6 pods or seats.
They're spread out throughout the entire arena, the lower level and the upper bowl as well. You know, if someone wants 3 seats, they're going to have to look at a pod of 3. That's industry standard at this point, and that's just where everybody is going to. Now, we can all do this. We're going to do whatever we can. We're just going to need the fan support.
Along with Peoria sitting out the short season are the Evansville Thunderbolts, Fayetteville Marksmen, Quad City Storm, and the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. They're set to return for the 2021-22 campaign. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.